Sweet. Those are like really good ones. Like, it was like coming from way deep. Okay. Why are the TVs off? It's usually a good because I literally watch games while you guys are mulling over your questions. Okay, let's go.
I got on my iPad.
What's it like when you have two players like Steven and Nikita who are on such a roll offensively, but you know, even if they make a mistake, they can come back and correct it and cover it up?
What's it like? It's a huge benefit. I really enjoy it. They're exceptional players, and I truly believe whatever the sport is, you have to have some special players. And it's a team sport, but you need those guys. And if you look down at, you know, teams have had success, they've always, you know, they've got some go-to guys, and you know, we're very fortunate to have a few of them, and those are two that rise to the top.
Stamkos has said a few times that it reminds him of him and Marty, the chemistry that they have, and the two together. Just, you see a little bit more. I know they're
yeah, so it's Stam or Marty now? And Cooch is Stammer. That word chemistry is thrown out around a lot, but when guys have it, they have kind of those offensive instincts. It's not, you can structure things for teams to do, but you know, ultimately plays are made at a high rate of speed under pressure with guys on you, and you got to be able to instinctively make those plays, and those guys seem to find each other. And you know, I think Cooch and Stammer get mentioned, and they're the guys that rise to the top, but you cannot underestimate what Nemetsnikov does for that line. Especially, you know, he takes a lot of the lefty draws. He finds himself playing down low a ton in the defensive zone, and I think those two would be first guys to tell you he's a huge part of that line.
You know, we're showing the stats, but that clear hit by Kalorn at the end of the game,
what is that? Well, he's Killer's been really, really good in special teams for us, and you know, ultimately that turned into a special teams game. Was it 5 goals scored? How many were scored 5-on-5? One pointers, you know, pointers was only one, and you know, you got to win the special teams war, but you need guys to do that for you. And it was some big kills and be able to kill the clock like that. First of all, get that puck down the ice. Pointer won some big faceoffs for us, and then, you know, it's a little deflating, and it, but it was a great effort.
It'd be nice to see Steven remember he can shoot a little bit too.
Yeah, well, he's. I think when you see that part of the ice, there's a couple guys you think of in the past decade, and he's definitely one of them.
Off to the best home start in team history, just how much of a home ice advantage does this building provide?
Well, you see it every night. The third period comes around. Some point in the third, they're announcing another sellout. So, you know, I can't say this enough. Is the product on the ice fantastic? I truly believe it is. But it all starts with Jeff Vinnick and what he's done for the community, and it just has a trickle-down effect all the way down to all of us. And it's impressive, you know, through Steve Griggs and Steve Eisman and what the guys have done and what they've built. You know, we're benefactors of that, and it's just great that, you know, our guys put on a good show for our fans.
Could you have Brownie in the lineup again tonight? Just talk about the impact he's had the last couple of weeks.
It's been really good. He had to work his way back in. You know, there was a bunch of guys were kind of alternating, healthy, scratched in the beginning, and it's a tough spot to be in because you got to work to get back in. And he worked his tail off, and he's been good for us. Another guy that's winning some big draws for us down the stretch on the D side, and he's been good.
Now, Bass, he said he wasn't perfect tonight, and his stats won't be off the page this season. But how much has timely saves this year really been?
Well, it was. I honestly thought we played a pretty. We played well defensively tonight. We didn't really give them much, but when we did, it seemed like it was in a flurry. And we had that, I think it was Hedy's penalty, came out of the box, and we had 3D out there, and we were just a little bit lost. And you know, he makes that, I think that acrobatic save was on Zetterberg, maybe. it was huge save for us. But those are those big saves. They're time. It's the old saying, timing's everything, and when you, it's it can be deflating for the other team. And you know, we ended up unfortunately giving up the shorty, but the power play was big, getting it right back. And then you kind of have to wait. You know, there's throw in one here or there, but then the big one at the end was another sort of flurry when they had that obviously 2 minutes of 6-on-5. It was big, and but he's been making those saves for us, giving us a chance to win games.
Is that another part of his maturation process when maybe he's not at his best, he still finds a way to make those saves?
I don't know. I'm shocked because you're saying he wasn't his best. I thought he was great. Like,
harm himself.
Yeah, it may, I don't know. It's hard for me to give up. If you're going to sit and give up 2 goals a night, every night, there's a good chance you'll be in Vegas in June. Like, it's a heck of a night, and he's not going to stop every single puck, but, you know, I think our team played, so it was night and day the last time we played Detroit. You know, they had 20-plus scoring chances. We definitely held them to probably half that tonight. But when you do break down, you need somebody there to bail you out. He's been doing that for us.
John, you had to, like, even when Stammer did give you the goal for the lead, you kept going, and then got rewarded when Palats also leads to points.
Well, that's that line. Mm-hmm. Right there was just chip it in, make their D go get it, forecheck, get it back, go to the net, goal. Mm-hmm. And it's, as a coach, preaching for that, because when it happens and they get rewarded for it, it makes them want to do it more. And but that's what that line does, and they were great tonight.
Thanks.